Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy with Life, Then Finance. This is just an observation that I've been making for a couple weeks now. It's about self-talk. We all have major transformations we want to do in ourselves in order to get to the goal, in order to fulfill the vision we have. The person you are right now may not be the person who can handle the vision you've been given or the vision you see. So a lot of transformation has to take place in your mind, in your skill, in the people you hang out with, but it has to start with your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself behind closed doors? When you stand in a mirror, what do you see? Do you see a grasshopper that anyone else can trample upon and everybody else is a giant? Whatever you see, that is what you want. That's who you are, which is absurd. You have to modify your self-talk to align with where you're going. Yes, at the beginning, it may not feel like saying things like, I'm a world changer, I'm a history maker, I have destiny. You may not feel like, because of your current situation, everything may be falling apart. Don't let your current circumstances dictate who you're supposed to be. You're going to tell yourself and convince yourself that you are a world changer, which is true. How can God make something so beautiful and unique like you? You're here to accomplish nothing. Impossible. So if we start with the foundation saying that you were made for a purpose and there is a group of people out there waiting for your manifestation, so you have to get up and get in the game and start to make some changes. It has to start with your self-talk. Tell yourself you are a world changer, so you have to behave like one. You can't be engaging in mediocrity behavior, every little thing irritating you, gossip and all the little nonsense, the things that take a lot of your time. You know, you spend 4 hours on social media and then you're too tired to engage in your dreams. Find the balance. Some things have to go. They really have to. So what is your self-talk? You can start with simple things like, I am a world changer, I'm a history maker, I'm here to impact lives of people around me, in my family. I'm here to even transform myself. Start there. Then as your faith and confidence builds, you will be more fierce. The faith will start to drive you so that you can actually put real steps to what you're planning to do. Because these things are not going to fall from the sky and just land on you, whatever your vision is. You're going to take real steps, and they have to be significant, they have to be big. And, you know, as you take steps one by one, you'll be amazed when you look back a few months later and you realize, oh my goodness, I have really transformed. And it starts with your talk. Negativity damages. So avoid negative words, avoid circumstances that are full of negativity, avoid negative people. Don't be fooled. Your environment is a strong influence, and if you hang out with fools, you are accounted as one. If you hang out with negative people, you will soon start to catch on to their behavior and they will overpower you. Be protective of your environment. Make sure you're speaking the right things that go towards the goal you're trying to achieve. And I would like to recommend Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's a brain scientist who talks about how our brain reacts to negative and toxic messages versus the positive and healthy messages. It's amazing the way our brain was wired. When I listened to her, she has a few books out there, like, you know, Who Switched Off My Brain. She's so good. Once you realize the brain, how the brain reacts to negativity, you'll be shocked to stop it right away, because every thought is a thing and it grows. And our body tries to attack that thing as though we have a wound. For example, if you cut your finger and there's bleeding and all the white blood cells are rushing in and trying to heal you, that's how our body reacts to toxic thought. It's a real thing. So you find your body off alignment because you're extremely stressed. Too many and negative thoughts are going on. Your self-talk is wrong. So your body is always in emergency mode, trying to heal, thinking there are wounds everywhere. And it starts to get exhausted. We are designed to think on things that are good, lovely, have an excellent report to them. The plan of action is get Dr. Caroline Leaf's either book. You can see some of her lectures on YouTube. And change your self-talk. Start slowly, but be aggressive. The quicker you make the transformation, the quicker you'll see the results. Again, this is Keroy with Life Then Finance. Visit the website. I'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Keroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KeroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.